Community National Bank and Trust Information Guide at KVOE.com. KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:23, and it is time for Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Doherty. Tech Talk is brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Want to win $500 or $1,000 just for saving money? Our members did. Open your Save to Win Certificate of Deposit account at Emporia State Federal Credit Union today with just $25. The more you save, the more chances you have to win cash. Call us at 342-2336.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
Welcome once again to Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Doherty. Karen, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning, Ron. How are you this morning?
Doing good. Always good to talk to you. So how are things out at the Technical College? How's the fall semester been?
The fall semester has been wonderful. We have some feedback about our practical nursing program. Our first-time takers have gone from 93 to 94% success rates on the NCLEX, so we will certainly take that increase. We also, for our practical nursing program, they are having a Q&A Facebook Live session next week. So look forward to being part of that and encouraging folks to hop on that and ask any questions if they've got any questions. So some exciting things going on at the college, and we are still waiting for our HLC feedback. We've got some hints. We've got a little bit of feedback, some general, but the official, it will be about another 2 weeks. So we are in some conversations just to verify facts and verify information, but we should have that information then for a public release in about 2 weeks.
Looking forward to that. So has that news been good, the little bits of information you've been hearing?
Yes, they have been good. We've got a little bit of work ahead of us, so we're not going to deny that, but we feel very good about what we've received.
You also have to be pleased. I know we had a chance to talk here about a week and a half ago about the enrollment increase, and it looks like things are pretty much on the enrollment side of things, close to putting COVID behind you.
I would agree. Thank you for bringing that up, Chuck. We agree with that, and we see that, and it's because of our faculty and our staff, our community, that really helps with that. So we're very, very thankful for the slight uptick in our full-time enrollment, which was up just over 1% for our FTE, but our overall headcount was up over 11%. So we're very, very pleased with, looks like we've turned that corner, and we're ready to keep moving forward.
Very positive news coming out of Flint Hills Technical College. Anytime you have enrollment increase, that is a good and positive thing. So, well, Karen, let's talk about a big event coming up at the Tech College, and this is something that has been in play for a number of years now. It is very popular, and I was fortunate enough to be a judge year one for this annual culinary competition called The Cut, and it is, I understand, Karen, coming up soon.
Yes, it is. It is coming up November 4th, and I have Andrea Cahoon with me. She is with the foundation, and she is managing and providing some oversight of the event this year. It's going to be a really exciting one. It's a championship-type event, and obviously it's going to be very exciting for me to participate in. It will be, other than seeing what I've been able to see on YouTube, to be able to participate, I'm very excited for it. So I'm going to turn it over to Andrea at this point.
Hello, Andrea. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. So it is still The Cut, but it's a little different angle you're taking this year, it looks like.
It is, absolutely. So there's a couple different things that we're doing. We are taking the event outside, so it will be in a tent in the south parking lot, so we're excited about that. You know, there are some challenges that may come with weather, but we're really hoping that with the heaters that we've got, that we'll be able to keep people warm. And we've got some hot cocoa being ordered up by the culinary students. And so we're really looking forward to it. And, you know, you never know, it might end up being something that we do in the future like that. So we're excited. And another change, not really a change, just something extra that we're doing, is an all-star event. So we're bringing back the winners of the four previous rounds of The Cut from the four, I guess, previous years. And so we're bringing those all-stars back, and we're going to put them up to the challenge. And I think it's going to be a really, really awesome event. Watching them as they've grown in their professional careers, I think that they'll bring a lot to the table, and it's just going to be a really exciting event for the community to be able to attend.
That's right. Yeah, Addison Bakura, who won last year, then Drew Bonet in 2019, Jacob Holmes, the 2018 winner, and Katie Beatty, who won the very first version of the cut back in 2017. What made this the time to have the all-star lineup and really the all-star cook-off, for lack of a better term?
Well, I think that the fact that it's year five, it was a good time to look at some options and bring those students back. And we're trying to really ramp up our alumni program. And so them being alum gave us an opportunity to do that as well.
All right. So you touched, Andrea, on the Cut Watch Party that will be, I understand, sponsored by Radius. Is that correct?
That is correct. So they're the event sponsor. We do have round sponsors. So as you guys both know, we have three rounds where the contestants will get to compete in appetizer round, an entree round, and then the dessert round for that final two contestants. But those are sponsored by three different organizations that have been willing to help us out. And so that's Ben E. Keith, the Guffler Mansion, and Emporia Country Club.
Nice. So, and again, there'll be food on hand created by culinary students, then, right, from the Fusion Food Truck?
Yes, absolutely, and we're excited. They've got a great lineup of appetizers, and like I said, that hot cocoa that we're excited about.
And beverage provided, beverages, I should say, beverage, you're not just limited to one out there, provided by Radius Brewing. And will this be live streamed, Andrea, to the 10th, and is that how that will work?
That's exactly right. So our multimedia design students will be set up in the kitchen, and they will be streaming the event as it happens on the TVs and some projector screens out in the tent.
Andrea, this isn't going to be taking place in the, if weather permits, this won't be taking place in the newly redesigned space here for the Tech College when it comes to the hospitality and culinary arts departments. But at the same time, this is still going to draw a lot of attention to those recent renovations.
Absolutely. So as the camera, pans the kitchen, you'll be able to see those updates. And, we will be outside in the tent, but I think that you'll be able to see a good view of that kitchen space that has been renovated.
So we'll be able to watch the cooks in action then, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And our very own Chuck Samples will be back to lead the way emceeing, huh, Chuck?
And this is the game plan right now? Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. This has been something that I've had on my radar for, each and every year. So I'm very fortunate to be asked to do this again. This is a lot of fun, and I cannot tell you just how much fun you will have watching this if you haven't been there before until you sign up. It's going to be a blast.
Chuck, thank you very much for your willingness to participate. We, of course, appreciate it, and you do a fantastic job for us, so we couldn't be more grateful for that.
Speaking of fantastic jobs, I think we need to give a shout-out to the Multimedia Design Program and Department do a lot of great work behind the scenes to bring you the feed and get this all filmed out. They do a wonderful job, and they put all of their technology to use. And it's fun to watch, and it's fun to be able to talk to and listen to the chefs as they compete. And it'll be unique and a little bit different this year because we'll have four returners that have done this before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always interesting. All right, so the event is coming up on November 4th, and the Cut Watch Party out at the Tech College outside 6 until 9. So how much are tickets to that watch party, Andrea?
Tickets are $15. And they can be purchased online. You can simply go to fhtc.edu/foundation, and if you scroll to the bottom, there's going to be a link that says The Cut. You can also call our office, and Carol will be willing to help out by phone. That phone number is 620-341-1380.
Okay, and tickets on sale now, and again, we just cannot stress enough just how much fun you'll be able to have here with the Culinary Arts Department here and watching these chefs at work, especially now given that they've got not only the cut experience, but in most cases, they've had experience in different kitchens before, so they'll be able to work several years of experience in with the cut coming up November 4th.
Absolutely. We do only have 200 tickets available for the event, and we've sold nearly half of those, so they are going pretty quickly. We would recommend, if you plan to attend or have interest in it, to go ahead and make that commitment, as the tickets will sell out pretty quickly.
Well, President Doherty, I assume you are looking very forward to your first cut then, huh?
Yes, I am, Ron. And actually, I'm thinking I better let Andrea know I want a ticket. So I better get a ticket before they're gone, right? So, yes, I am looking forward to this, and I appreciate all the support that you all with KVOE provide us for so many of our community events and for this opportunity here on our monthly Tech Talk.
Yeah, we're happy to be here to help, there's no doubt. Andrea, what about your judges this year? I know that was one of the auction items at the, you know, the big gala that you had in the spring. So who will be judging?
So the judge that purchased the opportunity at the gala was Jody Heerman, and so she will be participating as a judge. And then Chef Gus Bays will be here again. He's been a veteran judge for us, and we appreciate his willingness to help again this year. Darren Bontrager will be new to the lineup, and
Darren owns Doobies, and that's of course of a Radius Brewing Company. So you've got some fine judges on hand for this year's competition of the cut.
Absolutely.
Yeah, tickets for the watch party, $15. For more information about Flint Hills Technical College, you, of course, can log on to fhtc.edu. Looking forward to a fun event on November 4th, all, of course, to raise money for Flint Hills Technical College, the foundation, and scholarships. Andrea, thank you. Good job this morning.
Thank you so much.
Always good to talk to you. Andrea Cahoon of the Tech College, the foundation, And President Doherty, always a pleasure to talk to you.
You all as well. Thanks so much. Also want to make sure that we recognize Emporia State Federal Credit Union for providing this opportunity for us, and that you all are generous with your time and are willing sometimes to be adjust the time a little bit. But thank you all, and we'll let you know how the accreditation rounds out.
We appreciate that. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
See you all later.
See you later. Yeah, that is Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Doherty here this morning on KVOIE. Tech Talk brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. ESFCU, the educated choice with two convenient Emporia locations. Good morning. It's 8:36.
There are still some residual delays and cancellations on Southwest Airlines as the company tries to get back up and running once again. Company CEO Gary C. Kelly blaming